Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
day star shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Gracious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you and praise you for this another beautiful morning, and you have waking us this morning to see this beautiful morning. Whatever we have come through, Lord, we just pray and thank thee. And also, and pray for the families, our friends, our city of Wellington. We give thanks to thee, O Lord, for the shortcomings we have, Lord. We pray and ask that you forgive us, cleanse us, and purify us, and make us worthy to come before thee. In Jesus' name we thank thee. Amen. Yes, I thank the Lord and I thank the Lord. Welcome to Pastor's Hour on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. I'm your host this morning, Timu, from Victory Church in Wellington. Praise God, how's your morning today? Well, God is great to us that the sun is shining. See a couple of fishing boats at the bay? Wow, God is good. Whatever you're going through today, we pray that the Lord be with you, you're with your journey in life, and have a blessed day, and join with us as we fellowship this time in the morning to hear and to read the Word of God. May your day be filled with joy and laughter. God bless you all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, yes. At this time, let us read our daily bread reading for today. Our daily bread reading title, Reaching Out, was written by Kamia Lauder. In a recent post, blogger Bonnie Gray recounted the moment when overwhelming sadness began to creep into her heart. Out of the blue, she stated, during the happiest chapter in my life, I suddenly started experiencing panic attacks and depression. Gray tried to find different ways to address her pain, but she soon realized that she wasn't strong enough to handle it alone. I hadn't wanted anyone to question my faith, so I kept quiet and prayed that my depression would go away. But God wants to heal us, not shame us or make us hide from our pain. Gray found healing in the solace of His presence. He was her anchor amid the waves that threatened to overwhelm her. When we are in a low place and filled with despair, God is there and will sustain us too. In Psalm 18, David praised God for delivering him from the low place he was in after nearly being defeated by his enemies. He proclaimed, God reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. Even in moments when despair seems to consume us like crashing waves, in an ocean, God loves us so much that He'll reach out to us and help us, bringing us into a spacious place of peace and security. Let's look to Him as our refuge when we feel overwhelmed by the challenges of life. Let us reflect on this matter. When have you or I felt overwhelmed by trials? How did God sustain you? Heavenly Father, there are times when my burdens become too much to carry. Thank you for your continuously reaching out to me, sustaining me, and granting me your peace, strength, and wisdom. Our devotional Bible reading is found in the book of Psalms 18, verse 16 to 19. NIV version, and it reads, He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster. By the Lord was my support. But the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because He delighted in me. Tō tātou i rawata tō i te iapopong i te reo tō te rere i te saramo, saramo o tanga oro mawaru, i rawata tanga oro maono, tai wātou te i rawata tanga oro maiwa. Tēnā kone. Ko akatika maira aia i tōna rima me i runga mai. Ko rawe maira i aku, ko tō tō maira i aku, no raro i te au wai maatāra. Kua kaura kēra aia i aku i tōku enemiriri nuira. I tei makite ki te mai i aku. Nō te mea, e re runui tō rātou i tōku. Kua roko i o pūti au e rātou i te rā i tūmate te ngāi au. Kua Yehova rā tōku turu. Kua apai katoa aia i aku ki te ngāi ātea. Kua kaora aia i aku, nō te mea te mataora maira aia i aku. We thank God and praise Him for this time for reading and listening to this devotional reading and also our Bible reading. May the good Lord bless us in reading His holy word.
Good morning, and welcome to Pass This Hour on 106.1 FM. Kia ora tātou katoa e tō tātou tanga. This morning, we are so grateful to be back on the radio and just catching up with you guys. Our theme for this morning is reaching out. As David was saying in Psalm 18, David praised God for delivering him from the low praise. From the low place he was in after nearly being defeated by his enemies. Then he proclaimed, God reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. So is our panel discussion this morning, reach out. There's a lot of definitions about reaching out. But it's your interpretation how you want it. But today, we just want to reach out to our friends out there, those who are going through times of mourning, those who are going through times of financial issues, those who are going through times of marriage and relationship, those who are going through times of even at work, and also within your own family. Why the theme this morning is reaching out. Now, we are blessed to have this moment, to have this time, just talking and having a discussion around our theme this morning. Brother.
Yes, good morning. For our, reach out, I'm just thinking on one issue, say marriage. You know, if you hit the rock bottom of your marriage, your problems, and, you want to try and sort out your marriage, I'm just looking that normally a lot of people would go to a marriage counselor.
Mm.
I'm just looking at, those couples that have been married for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Why do we not go and seek their knowledge and advice? How did they come through their trials and tribulations in marriage.
Yeah.
But we go to a person who's been, maybe he's gone through a counseling, you know, counseling education or what. He could be a single person. True. What does he know? He only knows by reading and studying data.
Mm.
But you know, problem solving, though, you know, as to those who are married for so long,
yeah,
they have all their wisdom and knowledge to pass on.
Mm. Well, hence the question.
I mean, that's one part of, you know,
yeah,
if you hit rock bottom on your marriage.
Hence the question this morning we asked is, when have you felt overwhelmed by your trials, and how did God sustain you, like what you're sharing? You know, like what we are saying this morning is reaching out, because reaching out is a different, we were just talking about marriage. Yeah. For me, because we've lived the life, we've lived the real life of being a married couple. You go through, like you're saying, through your trials and tribulations, you go through your challenges, and then you go through the challenges of your own children. You're not listening. And then your financial burdens, especially, you know, all the putting your bills and trying to work it out how you can sustain and pay them as you go through. Sometimes we are known, we'll put it, we'll do it for next payday. Next payday comes along and they start building up. And then what happens? Sometimes the trials and tribulation is caused by us, not using our wisdom, not using our knowledge. Even though God said, your wisdom's over there. So why don't we exercise our wisdom this morning? And why don't you, you know, we're not trying to say we are better, but we're just trying to talk and help everyone listening to our radio this morning, because the theme is reaching out. I want to reach out to my friends out there who has been going through their own tribulations. Maybe the other redemption we're looking at is getting to know God, eh? Just having a prayer time, just having a time to talk and share with Him, and then that wisdom might just fall down from heaven, and then telling you, oh, yes, I can do this. By I'm always a fan of the Psalmist 6, you know, it's talking about the ant. That's a good example, because I'm always referring, you know, if I go through my own tribulation, I look at the ant. They're working 24/7. They're gathering. They are putting all their nest in one egg. And when the tribulation comes, they know that they've got enough to sustain them.
That's right. You know, the ants don't have a leader. So everybody works. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, if you hit rock bottom, the only way is to look up and climb up. You know, if you're on a hole, you got to try and make the effort to get out of that hole. And somebody will be up in the hole, will reach out to grab your hand.
Mm.
And that's what I see with this verse encouraging us. You know, when you hit rock bottom, whatever you're going through today, look up, climb, try and climb up, and God will be there to reach out and grab your hand and pull you out of your trials and tribulations.
Yeah, that's now we're talking about relationship, hey, your marriage. And then now we just within your workplace, you see a lot of your friends, sometimes they are down when they come to work, but sometimes it's hard for them to share. It's hard for them to open up. What are the signs there, bro? What are the signs we look at our friends, even though they come into work smiling, and but deep down, they are in distressed situation. But you can't see it.
I mean, it's true. Yes, you know, basically we spend between 8 and 12 hour days with our work colleagues for so much number of years of our life. And we should be able to see all these, you know, all these things happening in each and everyone's life. But not everybody shares their intimate stories to their work colleagues, so it will be very difficult to make assumptions.
So, it's a beautiful theme, eh? It's a beautiful story. Even though I'm just picking up some of the from, like, you know, God loves us so much that he reach out to us and help us, bringing us into a safe space, a safe place. And why is that? Because he knows, you know, if we say he created us, then so there's a purpose for us in our life. There's a purpose for us to help one another. But for you and for me, I believe our theme this morning is a beautiful theme. Yeah, we don't know our friends out there. They might be in desperate. They might be reaching the goal of just, they got no road to turn to. And then what happens? They take themselves, you know, they try to take themselves out. But for you, if you see your friends out there, try and help them.
True.
But it's hard. It's hard for us because just defining their time, defining their moment. But, you know, for us, especially for us as Christians, sometimes it's hard for you to open up. It's hard for you to acknowledge that there is problems within the home. I think, you know, we try to hide that. Sometimes we try to hide hide our problems. So, because the Bible says you got to speak the truth. You got to be vigilant with what you do. 7 days, you work. 1 day, you rest. So, reaching out.
I mean, yeah, just thinking about this reach out. I think the Christian will probably one of the one of the faiths that does this, reaching out. And you can see a lot of advertising on TV, you know, to reach out to help those who are in need. Especially the homeless and those are in poverty. So this talks to me, to you, to us who proclaim about the Lord. To, you know, when God reaches out, God is not physically gonna appear to me and reach out to me for my problems or to us. But God uses people to do his will.
True.
To go out and reach out to feed the, you know.
The homeless, eh? Yeah.
To take care of all these problems. It is us that needs to go out and do it.
So I like when you were touching about the homeless. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there in the street. Like if I see them, there's two things that always come to mind. If they're asking for money, I'll be honest, I won't give it, but I will go and buy them food.
Mm.
Even though they say, oh, I'm hungry, then at least you know the sign over there is they wanted food. Because sometimes you give money, they've got other thinking, you know, that's their perspective. But for us, we're just looking, what is their purpose, why they are there on the street. So food is a good remedy, and food, and every time I see them, I will go and ask, okay, how can I help you? Oh, can you have some money? And you know, this is an honest, you know, sometimes they'll be smoking, and they've got money in the thing. Then I say, no, can I get you food? And then they look at you.
You know, the fall on that homeless or person not working. I was listening to this rabbi online, and he was saying, you know, somebody was mentioning that we should be going out there, especially some of the homeless, you know, to help them out. And he said no, because he did a test. The guy asked him for some money, and he said, okay, if you go and clean my car, I'll give you this amount of money. But the guy didn't want to go and clean the car, do the work. And that's dawn to him. These people do not want to work. What did God say to Adam? By the sweat of your brow, you shall eat.
True, yeah.
That means you got to work to eat. And I was listening, and then I said to myself, maybe I should do this test one day when a home or when somebody comes and asks for money. I'll probably get him to wash my car and give him some money and see what his answer is going to be.
Mm.
Or is this just some people who just don't want to work at all?
That's a true statement, eh? True statement. So our
work, you eat. If you don't work, you don't eat.
Mm. So to our radio listeners that are listening to our program this morning, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for adding your bit. And thank you for listening to us just sharing about our thoughts. This is our thoughts. I know that you can apply your own when you come to that time. So God bless you. Thank you. And then we'll be playing one song, and then we're going to go to our pastor for the message this morning to encourage you and to encourage all those out there reaching out. Amen.
Via Tato, 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 Via Tato,
Good morning and welcome to Pastor's Hour on Access Radio 106.1 FM. We just want to continue reaching out to you this morning as just waiting for our message to be delivered. And we are just grateful, so grateful that wherever you are, if you're listening to us this morning, thank you for listening and thank you for taking time out. And I just want to reach out to all our friends out there listening to the program this morning. Whether you're going through your own trials and tribulations, our prayer is with you, just to encourage you and to seek God. Because in Matthew said, but he first seek the kingdom of God, and all righteousness will be added unto you. So be it. Now we have got our pastor on the line. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Good morning. Welcome. Kito tatu orumitua I te pupongi. Praise the Lord. Tia koe tatu.
Kia ora tatu katotoa I te roa mātou tō tatu atu ko Yesu Mesia. Ko tō e akorongorongo manei I tā tātou rātio te tīro te tīpoto tō tātou inoi Aotearoa nei. Kia ora ana tūro oro mai I te roa rānuni o tō tātou atu ko Yesu Mesia. Ngā tua ngai tōru tō te enua tō te ture rungara wātu tō te evangiria kia rana tātou kātou tō I te roa nui o tō tātou atu ko Yesu Mesi ko te rā teitei akone e Jehova
Yeah, once again, just an apology for the loss of our link. Just having a bit of a technical issues. We'll try to sort it out, and then we'll come back to you. Like what I was saying this morning to all of you, whether you are here, whether you are in Australia or in the Cook Islands or overseas, listening to our live coming through on Access Radio. We are just grateful for having every Sunday just coming to you, sharing the word of God and also the words of encouragement from our daily bread. So for you and for me, I know sometimes when we go through our own times, it's very, very hard to mend our own issues. But I just want to say thank you. And we've got our pastor back on the online. Kia ora ana.
And took hold of me. Now, let me read you a storyline from our Daily Bread this morning. It reads, in a recent post, blogger Bonnie Gray recounted the moment when overwhelming sadness began to creep into her heart out of the blue. She stated, during the happiest chapter in my life, I suddenly started experiencing panic attacks and depression. Gray tried to find different ways to address her pain, but she soon realized that she wasn't strong enough to handle it alone. I hadn't wanted anyone to question my faith, so I kept quiet and prayed that my depression would go away. But God wants to heal us, not shame us, or make us hide from our pain. Gray found healing in the solace of his presence. It was her anger and amid the waves that threatened to overwhelm her. When we are in a low place and filled with despair, God is there and will sustain us too. In Psalms 18, David praised God for delivering him from the low place he was in. After nearly being defeated by his enemies, he proclaimed, God reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. Even in moments when despair seems to consume us like crashing waves in an ocean, God loves us so much that he reached out to us and helped us, bringing us into a spacious place of peace and security. Let's look to him as our refuge when we feel overwhelmed by the challenges of life. Now, loved ones, because of David's success and popularity in 1 Samuel chapter 17, chapter 18, the jealous king Saul tried to kill him. So on the run for his life, David sought refuge in mountains and caves. But David was mindful that it was God who delivered, protected, and kept him safe. Out of his experience as a fugitive, he wrote in Psalms 18 as a thanksgiving song. As noted in the superscription of David, the servant of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. This song is also found in 2 Samuel chapter 22. David used various metaphors to describe who God was to him: a rock, a fortress, deliverer, refuge, shield, horn of salvation, stronghold, and savior. All pictures of protection, security, deliverance, and safety. So, loved ones, people of God, our encouragement this morning is that God is our security, our protection, our savior, that he will reach down to you in your times of need and help. So the encouragement from our beautiful daily bread and how David ran away from King Saul and hid in the mountains and in the caves, he was reminded that God is his salvation, that God is his provider, that God is his protector, and God is his deliverer, God is his provider. So the reminder to all of us this morning, however and how much in terms of the weight of temptation or the weight of trial or persecution that you're going through, most particularly for the rest of 2023, and I pray, because well, the reality of life is this, that we will all go through some hard, tough times throughout life, most particularly for the rest of 2023. So the encouragement for you and for me this morning is this, that God is your protector, deliverer, savior, provider, and a good friend, that he will reach out and reach down to you in Psalms 18, verse 16, and will take care of you and love you and protect you always. He will build a hedge of protection around you when you trust and put your faith in God and never leave God and never turn away from him, that God is faithful and will always be there for you. So let the example of King David in this story in relation to King Saul, that as much as the weight of worldliness and life and stress and depressions and so forth that will come your way throughout life for 2023, remember this: God is your deliverer, God is your protector, God is your lover, God will always be there with you, as David has found out and resonated and reclaimed and renewed his faith and his love for God, reaching out. So God is reaching out to you this morning. What pain are you carrying? What weight are you carrying this morning? I challenge you this morning to surrender that to Jesus. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God is reaching out. He reached down from on high to David, saved him, protected him, delivered him, and blessed him. God can do the same thing for you this morning in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your word. I pray for your blessings of protection and deliverance and love and provide provision to your people who are going through some tough times this morning, some hardship, oh God. Remind us, oh Lord, that we need to look unto you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you for the example of David, that we ought also at times to sing songs of protection and love and adoration to your God, because you reached out to us, you reached down to us and held us, Lord, in your loving arms. Bless your people with that comfort and strength this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for that beautiful message. And to our listeners listening to our radio program this morning, just a word of encouragement to all of us. If you're not doing anything, go and find the church wherever you are. Give that time for you to spend with God, you alone. Yeah. All what we do is encourage you to reach out to you this morning. So if you are in Porirua, if you are in Wellington, if you are in Lower Hutt, or if you are all over the place in this world, yeah, like what they keep saying. Yeah, it's a good encouragement from David for us all this morning. So from me and our brother Timu, our technician within the studio, we wish you a good week and also a Wellington anniversary tomorrow. So God bless you. God bless you. Really, really good. Amen.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.